Greetings to everyone. Yes, Joe's correct. In 1987, graduated from Berkeley, and Mr. Camping approached me when I was a junior, and he said, "Tom, you should come to work for Family Radio." And at the time, I thought, I don't know if I really want to do that, but I had hesitations because of just some of the things that I had learned as a volunteer at Family Radio, just financial things, considerations, what it would mean for me. But, you know, I recall and thinking about what Pastor Downey just said. I was a senior in college, and part of the requirements for me to graduate, I had to do a senior thesis. And that required me to do original, you know, as a historian or a history major, you have to go back and you have to look at what they call primary sources. And that was very difficult for me. I wasn't used to having to study that hard. In fact, I remember coming up to the final when the paper, everything was culminating. I was a senior. Everything was coming due. And I didn't sleep because I had so much work to do. And it was so much work required. And I remember when I graduated, I said, "I'm not doing that again. I'm not going to study that hard. I'm not going to subject myself to sleepless nights studying whatever it is." But as a believer, as a child of God, you do have to study the Bible. You do have to study it for yourself. And no one can do it for you. When I came to work at Family Radio, it was as though I fell asleep. I said, "Okay, I'm going to cede my responsibilities, my beliefs, my understanding of the Bible to another man." So you ask me, how could it be possible that I would go along and allow myself to wake up on on May 22nd, 2011 and realize, what did we do? Because I came to work at Family Radio because I believed in the importance of the declaration of the Bible and the importance of the gospel. I believe it more emphatically today. You come to our headquarters in Alameda, on the wall upstairs it says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." That is our mission at Family Radio. When I was going, you know, following Mr. Camping's death in 2013, I began to study, re-examine the basis of what Mr. Camping taught, the end of the church age. I assumed at that time that Mr. Camping did his homework. I ceded my responsibility, my personal responsibility, to another man. And in fact, if you listen, a lot of people in conversation, a lot of Family Radio listeners who were very close and loved and believed and trusted Mr. Camping would say, you'd ask them a question about the Bible, and they'd say, "Well, what does Mr. Camping say? What does Mr. Camping say about that?" And that should warn us. We cannot cede our own responsibility for studying the Word to someone else. But on the other hand, one of the verses, one of the passages in the Bible that I began to see God use in my life to open my eyes to the importance of what God has, how He established the church, and what is the purpose of pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets. Let me just read in Ephesians chapter 4. In verse 7, "But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascendeth up far above heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why did God give the church Pastor Downey, for example? Why did Christ Jesus, he is the one that ascended up, did he not? Is he the one that gave apostles, pastors, preachers, not preachers, but teachers, preachers, prophets? And that, so who am I to say that God is done with his church? Who was I to say he's no longer using men like Pastor Downing, like Pastor Jackowitz? Wow. What a revelation. What a humiliating and humbling experience. But I rejoice today. After all this, God has cleared the way. Pastor Jackowitz talked a little bit about what has happened at Family Radio over the course of the last couple of months. It started back in 2014 when I began to re-examine, but it's culminating now. There's a reason God did not allow Family Radio to be destroyed. Because I do believe there's a need today. I believe that there is and should be the church. God is not done with his church. Not all the elect have not come in yet. And for us to presume that it has, woe to us. However, I see Family Radio as being a beacon, a help. Would it be that we would turn our attention on helping, embracing, bringing together the body of Christ, being a voice of encouragement and comfort, as opposed to critique and condemnation? Indeed, God is a gracious God. I've seen his grace. I've seen his mercy. So I would encourage you, if you know, as we go out into the world and as we continue to be his witnesses in this world, may we do so faithfully, trusting indeed that this is his word and that everything that is placed here we can trust. Thank you.